magic, sort of like Buddhism, is it's a non-dualistic way of living, of operating, of transcending your consciousness over the limitations of what people normally associate with good and evil. A magician sort of looks at there being a giant the way things are, like the Easterners would call it the Tao. There's this, the way things are is ultimately good with a capital G. It's a G that's so big that there can't be an opposite to it. In the same way that the Tao or the transcendent deity is so big that there can't be an opposite to it. It has transcended that dualistic thing. And when you're still sort of limited by a dualistic thing, you can have an evil. You can have a good. Your good is so small, it has an enemy. So the magician, just like the Eastern mystic, tries to rise above that, tries to transcend it to a point of where you really are in touch with the big consciousness that is beyond those things. And the techniques that a magician uses are the colorful techniques and metaphors and images of Western spiritual practices and the things that people in the West identify with. And obstacles and small things and natural forces are seen as spirits. And you deal with the spirits sort of in an objective way. Instead of trying to wrestle with them invisibly, you give them form and deal with them that way, conquer them that way, absorb them that way.